Well, I took a long ass break. Yes, I did. And this is Miscellaneous Podcast number, I'm not quite sure. Let me take a look here. Podcast number 321. Okay, and my last podcast posted June 21st, 2023. So basically about 10 months ago. And that podcast was about spending a day in Halisi, Nepal. That was, I think, maybe 2 months or a month after I got back from Nepal in 2023. I think I got back sometime in May. So I pre-recorded a bunch of stuff, and I think I still have a couple of those pre-recorded from back in the day. But then, yeah, I posted podcast 320, A Day in Halisi, Nepal, and I haven't posted a podcast since when? What did I say? Oh, yeah, June 21st, 2023. So here I am right now, April 28th, 2024. I just got back from Nepal and Bhutan. I got into the monarch country of Bhutan. It's run by a king, and it's very Buddhist. It's the only true Vajrayana country. It's really pretty astounding. But yeah, I just got back last week, and I've been wanting to get a podcast going. I've been feeling it, but I'm just going to be really honest here. My faithful listeners, however, how many you are, I'm not quite sure what the future of the One Hand Speaks podcast is going to look like. I know it's not going to be the same. I'm not really in the right. Well, I'm just not feeling podcasting consistently every week, but that doesn't mean I won't do two in 1 week. I don't know how long they're going to be. I'm not putting any music in the opening. I'm just going to keep everything very simple and very straightforward. I'm going to change the website a bit. I know I haven't done much there. And certainly the content's going to change. And I think, just to be honest and fair, I'm just going to share kind of the big thing that occurred last year after I got back from Nepal, shortly after I got back from Nepal, that just kind of put me in a position where I just stopped podcasting because I had other considerations. You know, life has a way. This is what my friend said once. Life has a way of getting in the way of life. It's funny how life gets in the way of life, you know. And I basically, extremely consistently, posted a podcast a week for 7 years. And then I took a long break. And that will happen. I just recently got a Facebook message from one of my old school South Bend friends, JFK, John Klimak, just wanting to know if I was done podcasting. I mean, everything's up. I'm still paying for my services, but I didn't think I'd be gone this long. But yeah. So I'm not going to get into a lot of detail, and it's nothing like death-defying, or, you know, it's not a tragedy of health or cancer, but, you know, I've been with the same Buddhist organization for 22 years, since 2000, early 2002, yeah, 22 years. I've been head of the Boise Dharma Center for 15 years. I'm an authorized Buddhist teacher for whatever that means to you. I've not taken monk's vows. I haven't shaved my head, but I have taken basically all the other vows. I've taken refuge, bodhicitta vows. I've taken samaya vows. I'm very devoted to the Dharma. I like to consider myself one of the coolest Buddhists you will ever know, because I still, you know, I'm very happy and very joyful. Buddhism has helped me destroy an incredible amount of my life's suffering, and I want to keep that going. But at the same time, you know, I love going to concerts. You know, I'm single, so I really enjoy hanging out with women. And I want to have more fun in life, so I don't think that's necessarily an issue, because we should be joyful and we should be good and proper and kind and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm just trying to push the envelope of positivity in life. You know, I take care of my mom. I've been living with my mom. My mom's been living with me, however you want to look at it, for 15 years. You know, I took care of my dad when he was dying. And that's kind of a big deal for me right now. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot. But yeah, so I've been, you know, I've been running the Boise Dharma Center. I've also been teaching Aikido since 2000. You know, I've been a professional teacher for 24 years. But, you know, some really just unsavory things have unfolded in my larger Buddhist organization, and I'll let you all figure that out on your own, what that means. You know, it's just, I'm not into the details right now, but I closed my Dharma Center, and I've just stepped back from my organization. Like, I'm not taking part in anything. I'm not part of the organization, and that's very, you know, I mean, it's somewhat difficult. It's very difficult, actually. A lot of people have been hurt. And, yeah, it just, I'll tell you, man, it's a big deal. It has been a big deal. You know, it took a lot of work to close the Boise Dharma Center after basically 20 years. I'm an original member, you know, like I was there when we formed 21 years ago, and I've been there the whole time. I've been the main teacher for 15 years. Take care of the website, raise money, take care of people, teach Dharma, support retreats, go on retreat. You know, I've been on 4 2-month internships that included a Drupchen ceremonies, which is very Vajrayana. Most of you probably don't know what that means, and that's fine. Yeah, big supporter, big advocate, and yeah, just stuff went deep south, you know, and it happens, you know, things like unsavory things happen in all kinds of organizations of many different types, whether you want it to be religious or spiritual or, you know, football teams, gymnastics, Boy Scouts, religion, corporations, organizations. You know, basically when you put people together, weird things can happen. Bad things can happen, and people can get hurt. So yeah, that is, you know, that's been one of the biggest parts of my life for 23 years, and I'm stepping away from all that, but I'm not stepping away from Buddhism. I'm just kind of stepping away from the organization and my teacher. And the board of directors and all of that. So yeah, you know, I closed my Dharma Center, and that took like 2 months to close that down. Like, that was a lot of work. Yeah, and then, you know, I've been with my teacher longer than almost anyone in America. You know, I found we connected shortly after he arrived here from Tibet. There aren't many people that have been with him longer than I. But there are a handful, you know, don't misunderstand. But, and because of that, you know, I'm a senior student, I'm an authorized Dharma teacher. But again, I'm not a monk. I did not take monastic vows. I was in line for Lama, but yeah, none of that unfolded, you know. I'm just, you know, I'm just a guy teaching the Dharma in the world that we live in today. So, you know, being a senior student, I had to just, you know what? I got hundreds of chats, emails, phone calls, people asking me my position and what I think and, you know, and yeah, I was just very clear, very simple, you know, very authentic, very me. And I said, basically, you'll have to just let my actions speak for themselves. You know, I've closed my Dharma center and, you know, I'm still Buddhist. You know, I have irreversible faith in the teachings of Siddhartha Gautama, or I like to say Gautama Siddhartha, the teachings of Buddha and Buddhism in general. There's no turning me away, even though people do things that are basically, you know, can be uncool. And all that's getting sieved out in a civil lawsuit, you know. So, you know, some of the conversations I get into are about proof and no proof and whatever, you know. I don't want to engage in that. You know, I've made my decision and it's very clear. So, yeah, it's just been hard. You know, after I got back from Nepal, I go to Nepal on Buddhist pilgrimages. I do deep training in caves. You know, I do a lot of meditation and mantra practice. And, you know, and I go all the way to Nepal. You know? And then, I don't know, just maybe 3 weeks after I came back last year, I found out some stuff. And then my organization is just, that organization that I was a part of is just acting really weird, uncool, which doesn't look good. So, I just, you know, the first, what is it, like June, yeah, June, July, August, just was challenging, you know, just dealing with a lot. Trying to hold my space, be cool, be honest and authentic, and, you know, take care of the students that I have in Boise and about. So, yeah. Yeah, and then just working with my family. They know I'm very Buddhist. They've all heard what happened, and then, you know, you get online, you can find out for yourself, and, yeah. So, yeah, there's just, you know, a little, there's a little bit going on there. And I'm just, you know, I'm not laying low, but I'm just, you know, I'm just in reorg mode. You know, I'm like cocooning, so to speak. And I'm just working on, you know, I'm working on other things. I got other areas of focus to take care of. You know, I kind of have some new responsibilities at work. I've been spending more time at work, taking care of my small martial arts school, trying to get people to black belt, now third degree black belt. So, yeah, it's been a lot. And, you know, I told myself I was just going to just close everything down and then just relax for a year. And then now I'm in the process of, you know, just kind of seeing where I and the Dharma are going. You know, I'm looking for another teacher, another mentor. I always think it's good to have a teacher in life because we're always learning, you know. And, you know, potentially an organization. And, yeah, so I did another trip to Nepal. I went on a couple of one-day retreats here in Boise. Some Dzogchen Nyingma practitioners were here, and then I'm going to Zen Dharma Qigong retreat in like a week, actually on the 8th of May. So this next year is going to be devoted to where I'm going to be putting, you know, where I'm going to land as far as an organization or a lineage of Buddhism goes. So, you know, that's occupied a lot of my brain time, energy, you know, a little bit of emotion. You know, I'm really taking care of a lot of people. People are calling me up. They're shattered. They're hurt. They're destroyed. You know, I'm just kind of helping them with themselves. You know, I mean, everyone's you know, I mean, even like politics, everyone is okay to believe whatever it is they want to believe. You know, I don't, whatever it is, that's fine. I'll support you, and hopefully you'll support my choice for me to believe whatever it is I want to believe. But, yeah, quirky life stuff, man. And then this is just a side note, you know, towards the end of last year, which really wasn't that long ago, I had a catastrophic failure of my 12 terabyte hard drive. Holy smokes. Oh, yeah, it totally died. I had seven. No, it's not terabytes. I'm sorry. Maybe it was. That's 12 gigs. I don't even remember. I don't even remember. Yeah, it was a 12 gigabyte hard drive. You know, one thing I wanted to do, I've been doing graphic design and illustration work for 20 some odd years, and I have old ass hard drives scattered everywhere, thumb drives, this kind of thing, and I'm always chasing some file down. It's, none of it's well organized. I got copies of copies, you know, and so I committed. I bought a 12 gig hard drive, and I gathered all of my hard drives, and I spent like over a year copying everything over, getting everything like baseline organized, figuring out what's going into deep kind of storage, what, you know, and I found stuff I'd been looking for years, you know, and then I pulled everything over, you know, I consolidated everything into four, like 2 terabyte drives, SSD drives. This 12 gigabyte drive was, mechanical. Not that it makes that big of a difference, but it kind of does. It kind of does now, right? And then I spent another year organizing that 12 gig hard drive into something that I can like manipulate and work. You know, organization is not just having everything in one area. It's also, you know, being able to find things quickly and efficiently and a good naming convention and figuring out, yeah, just, you know, and it took, I spent 2 years, you know, 2 years organizing, and oh yeah, that was catastrophic. That died. And then I sent that out for potential data recovery. They said they could only find 4 gigs, and they wanted to charge like $3,800. You know, and here's the thing. I have the baseline stuff all saved because I transferred everything to 4 SSD drives. And then I took all that information and put it on this 12 gigabyte hard drive. And then from there, I organized everything. But you know what I can't get back is just basically a lot of the work that I've done in the last year. But mostly it's all the time and energy I put into organizing those files, like to get those in a position where it's like, oh, that's workable, you know. 20 years of Dharma teaching, Aikido files, you know, I probably have 80,000 images, videos, you know, I've done graphic design work, just an incredible amount of organization. Yeah, that's gone. All that's vaporized. So that was, you know, that was a pretty big hit. And, you know, around a little bit before that, I mean, there's no probably about it. I waited way too long to buy another 12 terabyte hard drive and just transfer all that, you know. That was the eventual goal. But I didn't, you know, because we don't do that. And, yeah, I took a hit, man. I paid a dear, dear price, so... that was a little hard to manage. You know, I'm still kind of dealing with that. Like I got a number of podcasts, like all the master files are gone. I mean, I'll have to look back, I probably lost, I don't know, one a week for 14 months. You know, I have the final recordings uploaded, but you know, the master files are always good to have. So yeah, that was tragic. that was a fucking tragic. Yeah, that hurt more than I thought it would. So yeah, you know, that's, you know, that's a real pain in the rear, but not like kind of going through that Dharma stuff. So yeah, that's where I'm at, my friends. And, you know, losing the 12 terabytes hard, the 12 terabyte hard drive, 12 gigs, 7 gigs gone, reorged. I have a lot of that saved, but not all of it. That was hard. That was hard, but it really didn't play into me not podcasting. Basically, my long break came because, you know, a huge part of my life changed and people are hurt. And I just chose not to give energy in this direction. But here I am right now, podcast number 321, after 10 months of stalling. And yeah, we'll see. I might pump out another one soon, or I might not, but I am producing. So yeah, you know what? If you're listening and you're waiting, then yeah, just keep checking in and, you know, we'll just see what the future brings, my friends. Okay. Big love. Stay strong. Stay cool. Stay kind.